Germany, multiple people killed, several injured in diversity festival mass stabbing. By Kurt Zindelka on August 23, 2024. At least three people were reportedly killed and several others were left in serious condition after a mass stabbing at a festival of diversity in the German city of Solingen on Friday evening. Update 2315, Germany's Bild newspaper has reported that eyewitnesses said that they saw an Arab-looking man flee from the scene of the attack. The suspect is still at large at the time of this reporting. The knifeman reportedly targeted the necks of his victims, leading police to suspect terrorism. Tragedy struck as the city of Solingen celebrated its 650th anniversary with a festival of diversity as a reported mass stabbing took place as festival-goers gathered in the city center. According to the local Solinger Tageblatt newspaper, citing two sources at the scene, the believed knife attack left three people dead, and five others seriously injured. Eyewitnesses said that they saw a man fleeing from the scene. However, no description of the suspect has been made public at the time of this reporting. The German press agency, citing police sources, reported that there have not been any arrests yet in connection with the attack. The festival has been shut down, with armed police guarding the area and revelers being told to avoid the city center. A witness to the incident told the paper that he was standing in front of the music stage at the event when he saw a person fall over just 1 meter next to me. The witness said that at first, he thought the other person may have been drunk. But then he saw several pools of blood surrounding the victim. Mayor Tim Kurzbach said, "Tonight we are all in Solingen in shock, fright, and great sadness. We all wanted to celebrate our city anniversary together and now we have to mourn the dead and injured. It breaks my heart that there was an assassination attack on our town. Tears in my eyes when I think of those we have lost. I pray for all those who are still fighting for their lives. Also, to all the people who had to witness this, my great sympathies must have been terrible pictures. I thank all the emergency and security forces for their service. I ask that if you believe, pray with me, and if you don't, then hope with me. This story is developing. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.